Today's drama, The Giant of Madras. At 9:15 of a stormy spring evening, Lamont and Margot were sitting in the lounge car of a deluxe transcontinental train.
Lamont, can you imagine what these vast planes were like 100 years ago?
Yeah, vast.
But think of all the troubles people in those days had, and the adventures. Fording streams, fighting Indians, herds of buffalo.
Quite a life.
And today you just get in a train and whisk across and safe as a bug in a rug.
Oh, I think a bug was equally as safe in a covered wagon. Oh. It's been quite an improvement as far as human beings are concerned.
But you really prefer all this civilization?
It's restful.
But just a little dull, don't you think?
Perhaps. But I wouldn't be able to think at all with a Sioux tomahawk buried in my skull.
No, I guess that would be a disadvantage. Maybe I'm just sleepy.
Reminds me, so am I. Oh, conductor.
Yes, sir.
Could you have the porter make up our berths, please? Lower 10 and lower 11 in car 15.
Certainly, sir. And when do you want to be called?
Let's see. We'll be coming into our station at 1:55. Better call us at 1:30.
Very well, sir. I'll tell the porter.
Oh, better call us at 1. Now I'll need time to get ready.
Oh, of course. All right, conductor. Call us at 1. Time and the mile slipped by, and it was a little after 12 when... the train blew for a water stop 3 miles ahead. Now, this was usually a very deserted locality, this water stop. However, tonight it wasn't so deserted. In fact, if you counted the men, there were a half dozen of them.
On time. Everybody know what they're supposed to do? Hickey?
Yeah.
Spider?
Yeah.
Brenner?
Yeah.
Guardy?
Yeah.
Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay. No slips now, no nerves. Uniform set. Conductor Spiderman, porters, uniforms all set.
Yeah.
Okay. You all know the man you're going to pick when you get aboard. Find him, take care of him, and start looking.
It's going to be a little tough finding it, Gatlin.
Yeah. How are we going to locate it? He won't be wearing it on his forehead. Once we take over, that'll work itself out.
You scum. Right on the button.
Anybody getting yellow, there's a time to back out. All right. Keep your finger on your trigger and your safety catch off. Nobody sells anyone else short. We're a snitch for $1 million.
You hear me?
$1 million.
We hear you, Gannon.
Okay, then.
Move in.
After ten?
Of course not. Your watch is stopped.
Huh? Oh, yeah, so it has.
It looks awfully much like it's getting to be morning.
Morning? That's impossible. I told the conductor to tell the porter to wake us at 1 a.m.
It isn't possible that he forgot to tell the porter.
Oh, ye gods, I hope not.
He could have, and we could already be hundreds of miles past our station.
Wait a minute, I'll ring for the conductor.
Won't help too much.
Why not?
He doesn't come. I've been ringing for the last half hour.
Well, he's probably snoozing the lounge car. I'll go see. Nobody in here, apparently.
Appearances are often deceiving, my young friend.
I didn't see you sitting there in the shadows.
There are times in life when the value of inconspicuousness cannot be overrated.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. I'm looking for the conductor.
Of course you are. Several passengers have passed through here in search of that same gentleman in blue.
Have you seen him?
Not a sign of him. The fact is, my young friend, I fear we are all in for a bit of a blow.
Yes?
Yes. Tell me, are you an honest man?
Well, I filched a brace of candy bars on my 9th birthday.
And since that depredation?
Spotless record.
Most interesting.
Yeah, what's even more interesting is the whereabouts of that conductor. He was supposed to wake us at 1 o'clock.
Then I fear he has failed you utterly.
What do you mean?
The night has grown much older than 1 o'clock.
Well, my watch has stopped.
On the other hand, mine has not. There. It has chimed the quarter of the hour.
Well, let's see. Quarter of... Oh, no.
But yes.
Why, it's incredible.
Not incredible, my young friend. Human events proceed with irresistible logic. Some steal while others pray. So runs the world away.
But a quarter of five? We must be halfway across the continent.
Better than half.
Oh, where is the conductor? Where is he?
That is what many would like to know.
Well, I'll find out.
The best of luck, my young friend.
Conductor! Conductor! Who's that?
Are you waking everybody up, sir? You were calling me?
Yes, where'd you turn up from?
Oh, I just come through the lounge car right behind you, sir. What can I do for you?
My name is Lamont Cranston. Are you the man I told to call us at 1 o'clock?
No, but I relieved that fellow a little after midnight.
He didn't tell you about our call?
Sure. I was going to call you, sir.
When we got to Malibu Beach?
No. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
Yeah, I got 15 minutes yet. It's only 12:45.
Look, friend, it's getting to be morning.
Oh, you mean because of the way the sky looks? That's not morning, Mr. Cranston. That's light from some industrial plants just over the horizon.
Look, it happens. I know what time it is. The bald-headed gentleman with a monocle sitting in the lounge car showed me his watch. It's 4:45.
What's that about a bald-headed gentleman in the lounge car?
He's sitting in the shadows by the bar. Didn't you see him?
It's funny. No, I didn't.
Well, you must not have looked. He's there.
I'm used to keeping my eyes open, Mr. Cranston. Yes, me, that lounge car is empty.
I just talked to the gentleman. Are you by any chance suggesting I'm out of my mind?
One of us is. Should we go see which, Mr. Cranston?
All right, here we are.
Where'd you say you were sitting?
Right here, beside
I told you there was nobody here.
Well, he was here. He probably left the car at the other end.
Passenger couldn't leave this car at the other end. Next ahead is the baggage car, and that door ain't left open. Now, if I was you, I'd get myself a little more sleep, Mr. Cranston. Pardon me, miss.
Lamont, what's going on?
She's sitting right here. Where could he have gone?
What are you talking about?
I just had a somewhat peculiar experience, Margot. There was a little man sitting here not 10 minutes ago. He showed me his watch. I remember it rang the quarter of the hour. It's one of those old-fashioned ones that chime.
So?
Well, now he's disappeared.
Well, before we go any further with the fairy story, did you find out what time it is?
The conductor says it's not 1 o'clock yet. But by the stranger's watch, it would now be just about 5 o'clock.
What's that?
It's him. That's his watch chiming.
Well, where is he? Under the seat?
No, he isn't. His watch is. Look, this is it. This is the watch he showed me.
The crystal's all smashed.
The hour hand's broken off.
It must have fallen.
Well, like somebody gave it the business with a sledgehammer.
You, Jeff? Are you here? What? I beg your pardon, young people. I am looking for my husband. Have you seen him, perhaps?
Probably. A small gentleman with no hair wearing a monocle?
Yes. What have you done with him?
Now, wait a minute. The question is, what has he done to me?
What do you mean?
Well, he vanished practically in front of my eyes.
Thanks.
Yes, he was sitting right here by the bar. I stepped outside for a few minutes. When I came...
What's that?
Yes. Come inside this liquor closet.
It is.
Give me room. Are you all right in there? This door is stuck. There.
I'm my way.
Oh, you said you said. Who did you?
The giant of mothers.
What happened to it?
This
young man here. He took it.
No. My young friend did not take it. He did not take it. He ordered my
son. Quickly, falling.
What?
Yusef, speak to me. The diamond, Yusef. Speak to me.
Spoken about as much as could be expected, considering the fact there's a knife between your shoulder blades.
Death. Oh, Lamar. He would not want to mourn him. It is the giant we must think of. The giant of matter.
There's a giant in this, too?
Not giant man. Giant jewels. Diamond, pure white. Matte circular cut. 25 carats. 25 carats? You said purchasing agent to His Holy Majesty Mahatma Maharaja of Kutpur.
And he has this diamond on him?
Yes, on his person. Even I did not know how he was carrying it. Perhaps in his shoe. Perhaps a money belt. Perhaps.
Perhaps in the back of his watch.
Yes, perhaps. Let me see it.
I'll take that one.
What?
My friend, the conductor. The 1 o'clock scholar.
Come on, he's got a gun.
Let's have the timepiece, Cranston.
Not trying to pretend it's yours.
I ain't pretending nothing. I got a gun in this hand. I want that watch in the other.
I'm sorry. We have a special use for this particular timepiece.
Hand over the watch, Cranston, and hand it over fast, or you'll never know what time it is.
Continental train discovered the body of an East Indian gentleman locked in the lounge car liquor cabinet. The fabulous diamond called the Giant of Madras, which he was carrying with him, has disappeared. Cranston, the East Indian's wife, and Margot are about to examine the dead man's huge old-fashioned watch for the diamond when...
I'll take that watch, Cranston.
Well, this is my friend, the conductor.
Come on, he's got a gun.
Hand over the watch, Cranston. Hand it over fast, or you'll never know what
you
time it is.
You have bad manners to turn your back on an old lady.
Huh?
However, the old lady has a gun at your spine and suggests you keep your back turned.
What?
Relieve him of the firearm, Mr. Cranston.
Right.
Now then, we will perhaps store him in the closet for safekeeping until we have a better idea of what is going on this train, no?
A good idea. Come on.
Wait a minute.
Supply me, Mr. Conductor. There's plenty of room inside.
What's he doing?
He didn't shoot her. Yes, Mr. Bourne.
Good work, young friend.
There we are.
Certainly wanted you, sense what?
Yes.
He probably agreed with my deduction. The giant of Madras may be inside it.
Very likely. Why don't we look and see?
One moment.
Well, it is not here.
Well, then where in the world can it be?
I don't know. But whoever killed him wouldn't have left it in his pocket.
Someone on train has the diamond. Come on, look.
Huh?
A station just right by.
What station?
Galensville. And there's no Galensville.
What kind of talk is that?
I was looking at the rail map, reading myself to sleep. There is no Galensville on this route.
Never a dull moment. Well, I'd appreciate a view just now. Well, as far as I can...
Listen.
Someone knocking.
From the car up ahead, the baggage car. What is wrong?
A question I can soon answer. Stay behind with Alamargo.
No, I'll do nothing of the kind. I'm going with you.
But
don't argue.
Okay, you win. We'll leave you in charge, Alamargo.
Good luck. Go with you, young friend. Someone's locked in the baggage car.
If I can just snap this catch. There. Here goes. Stand away, sweetheart. The door warning is up. Who are you? You're not one of them. Are you? You're passengers, aren't you?
Now, what else could we be?
Murderers, bandits, heaven only knows.
What are you talking about?
There are six of them, led by some man they call Gallon. They're after a 25-carat diamond.
Where are they?
Everywhere. They've taken over. They've stopped the train about midnight. Put me and the rest of the crew out of the way, and are running this train themselves.
That explains everything. No call, the murdered little man, the conductor with a gun in his hand. Yes, everything's as clear as a well-phrased death warrant.
What are we going to do?
Best we can do is to pray we reach Los Angeles alive.
Not at all sure we're even going there. What do you mean, just past the station? It's not on the Los Angeles itinerary.
What station?
Galensville.
Galensville, no. What's the matter? They made a mistake. They've taken the north square at the junction. The Galensville route doesn't connect with the main tracks for another 50 miles.
So what?
There's a bridge on this route over Belvedere Canyon. The bridge collapsed at 11 o'clock last night. We just got the flash 5 minutes before they took the train over.
No.
And Belvedere Canyon is a drop of 2,000 feet.
Lamont.
Easy, darling. How far ahead is this bridge?
It's only 20 miles from Galveston.
How long should we have to stop this train?
We've got a fat chance. There are five armed men against
five.
Sure. There are half a dozen to begin with, and one of them got knocked off in the scuffle.
I just locked one of our little playmates in the liquor closet in the lounge car.
Where are they now, the remaining four?
Probably up ahead in the engine.
Well, Lamont, maybe we could talk to them, reason with them, explain to them that we're all going down together at the bottom of Belvedere Canyon.
They're too slick to believe the truth. They think it was some kind of a gag. What do you suggest?
Gosh, I don't know. But, I think the easiest way would be if Gatlin and his boys found what they were looking for. They got hold of the diamond, we could make a deal with them to stop in the stretch of pine woods just this side of Belvedere Bridge.
But we don't know where the diamond is.
Are you sure?
What?
Are you sure you don't know where the diamond is?
Of course we are.
Speak for yourself, darling.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not so sure we don't know where the diamond is.
But...
Is the door open going into the next car?
Yes.
Okay, see you later.
Say, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try to make a deal with those boys in the locomotive. Stay here, Margo.
Not in your life.
Now, look.
I'm going wherever you go.
Okay. Coming along, mister?
No, I'll risk it back here. I never developed a taste for hot blood.
Just as you please. If we crash at Belvedere Bridge, you'll know the deal fell through.
Come on, look. The door at the end of the car is open. You can stay through the controls of the locomotive.
Quick, get over to the shop. This must be the Gatlin boys.
Funny.
Huh? What is
it? I only see three of them.
There'll be plenty. I wonder.
What?
Remember the man we locked in the liquor closet?
Yes.
Remember that whistle?
Yes. What about it?
I think it might prove no end valuable in this particular emergency. Anyhow, it's worth a try. That's what I wanted to do. Maybe they'll come back to investigate. First candidate for a fractured jaw. Keep in the shadows.
Vicky, where are you? It's me, Radner. Vicky, where are you? Hey, Vicky, why don't you answer me?
What if it's not Vicky?
There's one less hoodlum to worry about.
What happens now?
A rebroadcast for our next playmate.
Somebody's spider sent me to Garrity.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Garrity.
You're
Hickey.
You bet I'm not.
Two up
front, right? Now what? The next feature is an interview with a gentleman named Spider who seems to be in charge of operations. Come on.
Hello, Spider.
Who is that? Radner.
No.
Garrity.
No.
Then who is it?
My name is Lamont Krebs.
What is it?
There's a bridge a few miles ahead over Belvedere Canyon, Spider. The enough rails missing and let us drop 2,000 feet.
I think you better start slowing down.
What are you giving me?
The truth. Put on those brakes.
Look, mister, we're aboard to lay hands on a certain piece of merchandise. That's all we got in the mind. Just a moment.
That piece of merchandise wouldn't be the giant of Madras, would it?
So you're wise.
Suppose I was to tell you how to lay your hands on the merchandise in question, Spider.
You mean you know where the diamond is?
Could be. Slow down and we'll talk.
Well, it's short now, Mr. Cranston.
Lamont, it's a conductor from the baggage car.
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, the Mr. Gatlin we've been hearing so much about.
Where's the diamond, Cranston? You'd better talk fast. There's not much time.
I've changed my mind. I've forgotten where the diamond is.
Lamont.
The canyon is less than a quarter of a mile away, just around the bend.
Maybe you'd better tell them that.
No.
It's not just our lives. There are 80 passengers aboard.
The lady's right.
They're running the curve.
Lamont, we're in that stretch of pine woods he told us about.
There's a tunnel straight ahead. Ready to start, Cranston?
I told you no.
You want me to stop for straight and tell me no. Another 50 yards, you'll be too late to change your mind.
Come on, Cranston, crack.
No.
Lamont, it's the tunnel.
Where's the giant man?
Okay, Spider. Let her go.
through the tunnel. We didn't fall. The traps went out. You made that up to trick Lamont into telling you where the diamond was.
I won't trick him anymore. I'll use a gun instead. Come on, Grant and West.
Hey, where is it?
He was standing right there.
What's that?
Where's that coming from? Right here, beside the control. But there's no...